local news from St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather station, KMOX.
I'm safe to say that Lynyrd Skynyrd-Freeburg is one of the many songs that we refer to as a KSHE classic, and I bring it up because Shelley Grafman, the founder of KSHE, was inducted into the Hall of Fame at the Missouri Broadcast Association Hall of Fame meeting at the Lake of the Ozarks, and his son Michael Grafman is with me in the studio to talk about that and some of the legend in the history of his father and that radio station. How are you, Michael? Good to meet you in person, finally.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Well, congratulations on the honor. When did your father pass away?
August 29th, 1997.
Yeah, it was a while back, obviously, 21 years ago, but still remembered in a variety of ways here in St. Louis. You know, shamefully, I have not seen the KSHE documentary that was out last year, and I've heard just rave reviews. There's a fellow critic on the St. Louis Film Critics Association that was going to lend that to me, and we were doing some passing around of that DVD last year for awards consideration. I still haven't seen it, but as someone who moved here as a 14-year-old in 1979, and instantly, because I was listening to The Loop in Chicago, WLUP, which is another great legendary radio station, which just, I think, finally flipped formats after, you know, so many years. But coming from The Loop to KSHE, for me, was like a natural transition, and just the amount of people that I talk to, Michael, on this show still, whether it's Kelly Kagi from Night Ranger or Ted Nugent, or the list goes on, and their memories of KSHE and what your father helped put together, it's really amazing how that station got on the map here in the Midwest.
It's truly a tribute to Shelley. A lot of people who worked with him and for him remember what he did, and they feel a sense of giving back. He might have given them an opportunity. In concert, the book on KSHE, 40 years, was about KSHE and Shelley. The documentary DVD, Never Say Goodbye, that was produced is what you're talking about.
And where can you find that? For people listening right now, can you download that on a service, or where can you access that?
I believe you can download it, and I'm not sure which website it is, but if you just Google it.
Yeah, I'd like to find that out. I wonder if it's on iTunes or somewhere else, but it certainly... Again, everybody has seen it. And if you have the history of St. Louis, I think you know, there's bands out there. Rush had a great documentary years ago, and they, in that, I could play a little Rush here too, because I think I was ready to go, but they certainly credited their success, a large part of their success, to KSHE, right?
Shelley played Rush, probably one of the first broadcasters in 1980. My father and KSHE brought Rush in for 3 sold-out nights at the Kiel Auditorium with Max Webster. It was a phenomenal three-night concert.
Yeah, they did so many. I can't remember if it was a KSHE birthday party or not, one time at the arena. Maybe that was Rush as well, but all the different times they would come through town in those sold-out shows. They were even here a few years ago at the Hollywood Amphitheater. Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. I still want to call it Riverport, Michael. You know, the brain cramps up there. So what can you remember, about the beginnings? How old are you now?
56.
Okay, so you're not too much older than I am. So you don't really remember the beginnings in the late 60s, early 70s, do you?
Actually, I have a fond memory of a lot of things that happened in the late 60s.
You do?
The formative years of KSHE. AM was big and FM was just starting, so it was a risk with frequency modulation. FM was just starting, and a lot of people had these FM converters in their cars because AM was giant. It was established, so FM was born sometime in the early 60s, maybe late 50s, and it was just starting, very slow progress. So the corporation with my father and my late uncle, they had a Century Broadcasting out of Chicago, so I am familiar with The Loop.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought KSHE, I believe, in 1966, and didn't know what to do with it for a while. And then a lot of juices were flowing, and the album-oriented rock was born, and KSHE was born and just blossomed.
Why was that decision made on the rock front? Because, to your point, there weren't really rock radio stations, certainly no FM rock radio stations. Most of the music came from AM stations like WLS in Chicago was a big top 40 station. We had, I guess, KXOK here in St. Louis. Those were the stations that played music back then.
AOR, album-oriented rock, was taking off, I believe, on both coasts. And my father, he gravitated toward it, and he was a musician. Not only in business, but he was a musician. So he had an ear, and And along with some of the other people who we worked with, said, let's do it. And I believe one of the first songs was Jefferson Airplane. Maybe it was a White Rabbit.
Yep, that would have been a good one, right? Michael Graffman with me. Sheldon Shelley Graffman, his father, inducted into the Hall of Fame for the Missouri Broadcasters Association. I'm guessing your dad recognized after several decades the enormity of what he had built here or helped build in the Midwest with that radio station?
Shelley was a very humble man. Very humble. He didn't run to the cameras or get in front of the press. He was very humble, and people appreciated that. And still people like Ron Stevens and Mark Close and John Hewlett still have fond memories. And it was a relationship, and they've given back. And the Graffman family are very appreciative of a lot of the people who worked with Shelley and worked with him and for him, because he was a person you can relate to, even though he was a little bit older than the DJs. The DJs were young. They loved him, and it was more than work. It was a relationship, and that's why you still have Ron and Mark and John and Tom Block creating a Facebook page for Casey and for Shelley. They'll tell you. It's not coming from me. They will tell you and show you. And last week at the Missouri Broadcasters Association, he was inducted. And then the same night, Saturday night, there was an event for Channel 9 with the documentary Never Say Goodbye. It was just a phenomenal weekend.
Yeah, what was that like when you get the invitation for the Missouri Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame, which is, almost seems a little bit late because I think that he has deserved this honor for a while. But what was that night like last week?
Yeah, it was obviously it was very emotional, but it was very exciting. And again, the Graffmans, we're just sitting by and letting people show their gratitude for our father. Whatever the people in radio, John Kiowski, one of the new managers who now runs Casey, we have a big appreciation for him. He took out a very nice ad saluting our father in the brochure at the Missouri Broadcasters Association. So people. If I don't want to say a debt of gratitude, but appreciation for what Shelley did. He was on the cusp, and he created the roads. He showed, and everyone is following him from coast to coast.
Yeah, you think about the impact, and I always have been comfortable talking about Casey here on KMOX because I think that the two stations have a lot more in common than people might recognize. Two big powerhouse stations, one on AM, one on FM, with, interestingly enough, even to this day, quite a bit of shared audience. You know, there are people that listen to music, and we can determine these things from some of the, you know, the information that we get. But there's a lot of people listening to KSHE, listen to KMOX, and vice versa. And I think part of that is just because those of us in a certain age who grew up with classic rock, you know, maybe we're old enough now to pay attention to taxes and, you know, issues. So we listen to a little talk and then, you know, hop on over and listen to music as well. But look, the station created so many great memories for me. I did a KMOX profile with Mark Close recently. I think it's aired. If not, you can find it at KMOX.com, and talked with Steve Shankman and also even J.C. Corcoran on one of those profiles, sharing some of the great stories of Casey. And it's just a legendary station with legendary memories from a lot of people who came through St. Louis. You know, and I want to see the documentary. I really got to see that. So, Michael, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you very
really
much.
Appreciate it. What's the... People listening right now, if they want to access that Facebook page, can they do that? Is that one that they can actually press like on?
Yeah, you have to apply for membership, mm-hmm. and Tom Block will do that. He's been very kind in his compassion for Casey and what our father has done, and so has Kathy Prakowski, who created the rockumentary Something in the Air, which I believe won a Marconi, I believe, in Kansas City. So the Graffmans were very appreciative of everything that everyone has done on their own free will.
Well, congratulations. And again, thank you so much for coming in. And my pleasure to sort of recognize your father a little bit more outside of what he's been recognized with, that great honor from last weekend. And keep in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.